Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
We have a question.
He says if it's permissible to eat from a restaurant, obviously the halal meat or meat that is like beef or chicken, is it okay to, if there is what he calls cross-contamination, which means that they use the same utensils and pots that they cook pork with, is it halal to eat in these restaurants, or should you ask if this takes place? And what is the case in this situation?
Yeah, I mean, this is a good question. It's a common question. And for instance, if you go to a Subway and you want to buy a sandwich,
right?
Okay, he just made a sandwich turkey, but made a ham. The same knife, they cut the meat, the ham. They use it to cut the turkey. They used to cut the tuna sandwich. You know,
right?
That will contaminate. It will make it haram. Obviously, this is a very, very insignificant amount of
the residues touch. Of
yeah,
pork.
Yeah, just yeah. The it will not make it haram. It will make it dislike.
Mm-hmm.
But also, usually what they do, they wipe the knife.
Yeah, if, or you can ask them to do that.
Well,
yeah.
You can ask them to do that if you have access to the person. Just wiping it will be enough.
Right.
But the grilled, they just cook in here a bacon. You know, I ask people in restaurant business, they said usually we don't mix things together. Like in the grill,
this area
for right. bacon, this area for this. But if this is the case, that's easy. But what if some people don't do that. That's one grill, small, everything else. You know, for them, sometimes they take that,
the spatula.
What is it?
The spatula.
Spatula.
Yes.
So they use it to clear the fat or the
right,
crumble
yeah.
on the side. That will be enough to clear that when the heat exists for your beef to be cooked. All this area, it is makruh, it's not haram. And I'm worried if, especially you live in a non-Muslim country, and this is the possibility of this is so high. Something like ta'ummu al-balwa bihi, and something is very hard to avoid.
Yes.
So, and unless you see with your eyes, you know for sure that this is something haram,
right.
it is not allowed.
Yes.
Like for example, they tell you, you know what? We fried the sausage with the fish together in the same fry pan. Mm. Yeah, in this case, I don't eat it.
Yeah, this is because the oil has already been contaminated and it's probably, a big percentage of it.
Big percentage, and it is. But you know what, just assuming that, you know, maybe like in the microwave, the smoke of the meat comes to meet with the chicken when you put it to heat it. Or maybe there is some, you know, bubble from the oil of the bacon. Fly and drop on the least. If you're gonna open this door, you're not gonna be able to eat anything. I'm worried that gonna create
some kind of the splashing of the oil.
Yeah.
Right.
And some people think this is wara. You know, al wara is not to look into these details. Al wara is to stay away from it. But going to these details, I don't consider this as wara. Like being avoiding. I think this has become more of open the door for being, you know,
maybe a waswas,
some kind of. You're going to think of so many details, kind of, it can create some type of disorder, you know, for the person,
right.
and compulsive disorder, and you will worry about everything and create phobia, and create, like, a situation is not healthy. But what I is to say, you know what, I don't want to be in that door, I don't want to think about details or anything like that, I just want to go for something 100% I'm very comfortable with. You know, in this case, that's fine. So I hope this is clear to differentiate between the two concepts.
Right.
As for all these details and you know, unless you know for sure this is something in front of your eyes happened to be haram,
right?
That's one thing. You don't know. It's not you're not asked to investigate into the details.
Yeah.
But there is certain things simple. Ask them, hey, can I have things to be grilled on the by itself, you know, can you please make sure that you clean the
whether
knife.
They did it or not, you did your job.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes. So basically, if you go to a restaurant, you're sitting down, you're ordering fish, for example. I want salmon, right? And it's obviously halal. And then you don't ask, they bring you salmon.
Oh, how they grill it? Did they have before that a bacon? No, you're not answering. You're not supposed to.
Yeah, you don't have to. Right.
You don't have to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it so easy for us, alhamdulillah.
Right. So if you know for sure, then you avoid it.
Yes.
But if you don't, you don't have to ask.
Yes.
Right. Jazakallah khair, Shaykh. Thank you.